while I'm looking into this, can you catch me up to speed? What has you looking to sell this?
That I was looking at to get the project together and finish it. Doing much of the work myself.
You said the house needs work. Is there major repairs that need to be done? Is it mainly cosmetic?
Work left to do is the kitchen and bathroom.
Okay, and what were you hoping to receive for the property?
Well, I was asking $200,000.
If you fix up the house yourself and you made it look like these homes that are selling around you, you know, what kind of price would you put on that? We're seeing about $210,000.
Upon completion?
Yeah.
Oh, $240,000, $245,000, $250,000 maybe.
I just see a lot of homes selling out at three twos or selling around the $230,000 range after fixed up. Bigger square footage. And that's,
there are some. And that's another thing. I think that maybe the data you're looking at, they list the houses being like 780 square feet. That is not accurate. It's probably closer to 680, somewhere in that neighborhood.
We just really strongly go off comps. You know, we do strive for a win-win scenario. It's not just, hey, let's throw a cash offer at this guy. Would you say in its current condition, only an investor would buy this home?
Well, yes, I would say so, yes.
Okay, Mark. Well, I just want to make sure that we come through as realistic as possible. I mean, if I can give you the golden ticket and we close this quickly, you know, we're talking within 14 days.
Right.
And we took care of closing costs. I mean, do we have a little wiggle room? Because I'm seeing just at a glance that 180 would be too high for an investor to purchase the home.
Okay.
That's just what I see at a glance.
Okay. I've come up with a figure of your own. You know, give me a call back and let me know.
Yeah, and the reason I asked you, you know, how much you put into it too, is just because we seen you bought it for $65,000 like 2 years ago, and we do want to be fair. It's definitely not our business to sit here and, you know, hold your neck down and say this is where we want you at price and take it. You know, we're definitely not those people. It's just making sense of it so that when we take it over and we build a project out of it, finish those bathrooms, resell it on the market, that we make money, but not enough to go fly to Paris. That's definitely not what the company's intention is. It is to bring profit. You know, that's obviously the business we're in, but it's not to just get you lowballed and then call it a day. We want to make sure the numbers make sense. And so that's why we take a really good hard look at the comps in the area. And I could tell you based off the comps that we're going to be below 180. So
okay.
I just want to know how we can come up to that number, or at least close to it, and make it make sense considering it needs that sort of work finished.
Well, again, at this point, rather than me coming down, I would suggest coming up with a figure of your own, letting me know what you might be interested in at, and let me know.
You've had other offers on this, I understand. Were they coming?
Yes.
Where were they coming in at, like 110, 120?
Most of them started there, yes.
Okay.
And that doesn't even cover what I've got in it, in materials, let alone my time. That doesn't even cover my costs. The one offer I had was for $169,000.
Oh, and see, I've been in this business a long time. I've seen plenty of buyers throw out high offers just to get a contract signed, only to back out later. Only to back out and say, well, we realize your house needs more work than expected, and then it just becomes a cat and mouse game. So we're a company that's going to throw out a real number, like I said.
Right.
All right, so I'll probably end up giving you a call back tomorrow. You going to be available tomorrow?
Yes, probably tomorrow afternoon. I may go over and work on the house some more tomorrow.
Considering that I come back tomorrow or maybe even tonight and I say, hey, this is our offer. If we were in the ballpark range of anywhere from $100,000 to $115,000, would you move forward and sign an agreement if we can close this in 14 days?
Absolutely not. That would be ridiculous. That would be, again, not even covering my costs.
To get closer, what would be your bottom dollar on this to make it work?
Well, again, I've thrown 180 out there. I'm waiting to hear something from you.
Well, 172, that other offer you had might be a little bit high, right? You you have an unfinished...
169, yes.
169.
Well...
Fair enough. Well, let me see what I can do, okay?
All right, Cody. All right. Good talking to you.
Thanks, you too, Mark.